The idea for a day celebrating laborers arose in New York in 1882 as a day off for the working citizens. And they needed one since most workers put in a 12-hour day 7 days a week. Children as young as 6 were working too, since child labor laws were honored in the breach. Oregon, in 1887, was the first state to proclaim a statewide labor holiday. After the violent Pullman strike in Chicago in 1894, Congress made Labor Day a federal holiday to appease those workers whose strike had been so brutally squashed. Unions continued to struggle and to grow to a high point in the early 50s when about 36% of private workers belonged. It has been downhill since then, as current membership for the private sector is about 7%. But public employee unions have flourished and are embraced by about 36% of the workers, such as fire, police, teachers, and state and federal employees. So, with a long history of labor organization, why has the United States never had a viable political labor party? In the early 20th century, there was widespread fear of syndicalists who were showing strength in France and Italy. Basically, they agreed with the Marxist class struggle with a dash of anarchy stirred in. After World War I, we feared the communists and labor was again suspect. Then came the Depression, where any job was worth keeping. And then after World War II, when labor was poised to surge, came McCarthyism, and labor was again a target. A second impediment to the development of a labor party in the United States is the Federal Department of Labor. Since 1913, that agency has preempted many of the issues and prerogatives that a labor party might have wished to call its own. Predictably, with such a governmental entity, it has become as much an instrument of management as of labor. Meanwhile, for labor, there is not much to celebrate on Labor Day. Wages have been stagnant for the last 20 years. Jobs, particularly in manufacturing, have flown overseas. Republicans are hostile, and Democrats unresponsive, and unions have been reduced to simpering conservative trade groups trying to hang on to the remnants of yesterday's economy. I think a national labor party would be a fine idea for politics and for democracy. Labor would no longer have to wait for the scraps from the Democrats' table. It could form a natural alliance with education to promote technical training, skilled pipe fitters, machinists, technicians, and other trades that are the backbone of a healthy economy. Labor could promote an agenda for working families, just as Republicans have so successfully done for corporate ownership. A viable third party would force Republicans and Democrats to distinguish themselves rather than both courting the same wealthy donors. I'm not holding my breath for a new labor party, but it is a player in American politics whose debut is long overdue. Meanwhile, I will celebrate Labor Day as a family holiday, a time to cook a burger with the family and celebrate the start of school. This is John Frohnmayer.